What's going on, y'all? It's Adrian B. Little Miss Jersey back at it again with the one and only Clody Day, y'all.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I'm very excited to have you here, first and foremost. We met a few years ago, and you just rock your brand. So for those that do not know who you are, boss lady, please let them know.
Hi, my name is Clody Day, and I am a realtor, I'm a designer, and I'm also a rapper. Yes, ma'am.
Period. So what good things do we have going on today that we can talk about right now? I know you're about to drop a huge hit.
Yes, I am. It's called Super Girly Girl, Villain to the World. And it's just about me just owning my femininity and just letting y'all know ain't shit sweet. So period. I'm just excited to drop it.
Period. So how did you get started off in your career? Like, what makes you, or what experiences made you who you are today?
I guess just always just feeling the need to have to show up like as my full self and just never let anybody play with me, because I've always just been so extravagant, just so girly, and just so, like, you know, not abrasive, but just like I just always just had a lot of confidence just as a child. Right. So my confidence just showed through like my clothing, and then my clothing, like, it kind of like birthed like my music, and then now, like, I'm in a real estate, so I'm just trying to secure myself and just also just, you know, take care of me, my family, my future.
Right. And, you know, that tenacity or that drive, that determination is, you know, different, right? Because you're not from Jersey, right? For those that don't know.
Well, like, yeah. My life is kind of complicated. I would say, like, I'm an East Coast girl, you know, but, like, my roots are in the South. Like, my grandparents, like, my great-grands, my mom grew up in the South. You know, I've just been between North Carolina and Jersey my whole entire life. So that's why I just say East Coast.
And that actually, you know, now that I think about it, I'm like, Southern Belles, like, you know, they always have that stereotype, or people always have that expectation on them to be so sweet. And don't get us wrong, we are. You feel me? We're friendly. We're nice. Until you get it twisted, right? So let's talk a little bit about the song and what it means to girls.
It just means to constantly just, like, remain who you are. Never let nobody take you off your square. You can be as extravagant. You can be as modest. You can just be and exist. You don't have to pretend to be anything, you know? Yes. Just find yourself, like, between, like, the spaces. That's why, like, my name is Clody, just because, like, a cloud is just kind of, like, in between the space. You know what I'm saying? So I just like to create that, like, for me and the people that listen to me, you know?
Facts. Yeah. So what do you want your audience to get from you when they hear you in that type of way? When they see you, when they experience the music, like, what is that main message you have for your audience?
So my main message, I guess, like, would be, or I don't even know if I have, like, a main message, like, per se. I would guess, I think, like, my message would just be, like, to always remain, like, who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, never let nobody just come in between, like, you and what you want to do and your own ambitions.
Facts. That's really important, being a boss woman, being independent, you know. Like, a lot of people think that we have to be, like, super vulnerable or submissive all the time, or we're just, you know, that damsel in distress type of,
yes, like, oh, come save me.
I just want to, you know, that's where we have to kind of draw the line sometimes, because we do have a backbone as women, and we show that in our work, our personalities, how honest we are, and just who we are as a person. So,
And I had, like, I have a strong mother, and I have, like, strong, like, female influences, so I had, like, no choice, like, but to be a boss. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you could probably say, like, the same thing, like, for yourself, because the way you carry yourself, like, look, you know, I always love that about you. You always carry yourself, like, with your head high.
Thank you.
And you always, you know, you have very, like, a lot of class about you.
Thank you. That. Yeah, we, girls like us, we didn't really get a lot of chances to mess up or make mistakes. So when you see us in this, you know, in our energy and who we are, that's what you're seeing in that time. You know what I mean? Like, we come from a strong line of women that don't play that. So, you know, we grew up not playing that, right? You know, even then I had to stop myself because I'm like, is it coming off too abrasive? Like, is it me? You know, because it happens sometimes. That's, you don't want to come off as like unladylike. You know.
Yes, so. And that like, listen, like I'm like the oldest girl. Mm-hmm. You know, I have three younger sisters. Mm-hmm. You know, so like I always just had to be the role model, had to be the one to, you know, do everything right. Never got to like color outside the lines, but. I've always been, like, rebellious, too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've made sure to make my message clear to those who look up to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But just know that I'm going to get it in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do what I want to do. And, you know, I guess that will also be another message of mine. Yeah. Do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do.
They're going to talk about you anyway.
Yeah. And they could say that that's being rebellious, but, I mean, that's just what you want.
True.
If everybody else can have their life, you can have yours, too. Mm-hmm. And we mean that. So, especially as black women, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a black woman, people always want to paint us out as, like, being aggressive, dramatic, and this, that, and the third. But we just being us.
Yeah. Like we extra. Always have to apologize for how we feel and how we react to whatever that's going on.
Facts.
You know, like, sometimes, like, you know, or most of the time, like, people don't understand, like, the severity of situations, you know? So, all we're just trying to do is just help. You know, we always just have your best interests, you know?
Facts. So, who are some artists that you look up to in the game? Because on this topic, it's you know, that's your perspective. That's who you are as a person. And thank you for sharing that with us today. We really appreciate it.
Of course,
so,
of course. Thank
who
you.
Are some women that you look up to in the industry, child?
So, I would say my favorite artist, well, my favorite female artists are Aaliyah. I fell in love, like, with Aaliyah, like, just... First off the rip, I remember being, like, 3 years old and just, like, loving, like, One in a Million. Like, it sounds crazy, but I just remember it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a really dope song, and I always loved, like, her swag. Like, she was very carefree, like, very just, you know, just that in between. Really, you know what I'm saying? Dominant, but super feminine. And, of course, like, you know, I love Beyonce.
Okay. Come
on. Yes, of course. Like, that was the first album I ever got. Like, was the Dangerously In Love album.
Yes.
And I was 8 years old. And, like, I can't, like, when I think about it, like, my mom, like, and my, like, my parents, like, they just, like, really, like, I guess, like, encourage my music, you know what I'm saying? Because what an 8-year old doing like with an album for Christmas,
right? Well, how can they even relate to the songs
like,
that's on it?
Like, it's so important, like, for you to get this 8-year old that, and it's just because, like, like, she must be into it,
love
you know?
It.
So,
I love it.
Definitely her, Missy Elliott for the creativity.
If you know, you know.
Those videos swept me off my feet, of course, and I just remember my brother having a bunch of like posters around, and I remember seeing her face a lot and just, you know, hearing her music growing up. So
see, that's funny because I don't really think they put posters up. Like, they do and then they don't, but like, that era was so important because you really had a top five. Like, you had your faves on the wall. That was really big for our generation for sure growing up.
Like, I'm talking about like the whole, like, it looked like wallpaper. It looked exactly like wallpaper. Like, now growing up, it's just like, damn, these kids don't have like posters. Like,
it's different.
They just go on their phone to see their favorite artists.
Facts.
Like, you know? And, I guess, like, let's do some rappers. Lauryn Hill, of course. Like, I just remember, like, just being 11 years old and just hearing, like, the X Factor, because I had, like, older cousins and whatever, too. So,
classic.
Me being 11 years old and just wishing my heart was broken so I could feel this song more.
Right, to understand it.
yes, but I just loved it, like, sonically. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good.
Yes. And I guess, like, Nicki. Like, Nicki Minaj is, like, of course, like, the greatest, like, female rapper in my point, like, but I've just, you know, I just remember being in high school and, you know, everything was just so bomb around that time. Like, I remember just, you know, hearing Itty Bitty Piggy for the first time and just, I don't know, I guess just feeling seen or something, like.
Yeah. Nicki definitely gives women that confidence, you know what I mean? Of like, like, the true Barbie, like, Barb's things for real. And that's a good lineup. You got your singers in there, you got your creatives of the creatives up there, like Missy, you know, that's dope. So if you could describe your sound to someone, unless you find that it is like none other, in which it is, right? But for those wondering, like, you know, who would you say you have a similar sound to?
I would guess, I think I would say, around, like, this, like, day and time, like, I love, Tyler, the Creator. Like, I love his beats. I just love how, like, how, I guess, like, in detail, like, he puts his beats, and they sound, like, so, like, dreamy, and mm-hmm. they sound, like, very nostalgic, too. I would say, like, him sonically, and, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, my sound would be, like, a rich, dreamy, like, type of sound. Because I love, like, dreamy type of beats. And I like beats like that feel kind of, like, nostalgic kind of feel. Like, it was made, like, back in the day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or it could take you, you know, like, mentally places when you mm-hmm. listen to it. It's, you know, thoughtful music in a way.
Yes, thoughtful music. Music thoughtful that makes music. You feel something. Music that means something, you yeah. know.
That's for beautiful. Sure. Wait, hold on. My question just left my mind. I'm like,
wait. We just doing this off the dome?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. You want no cards?
Hmm?
You know cards?
No. I don't usually do cards because I feel like that's cheating. Yeah, I feel like that's cheating. But I was going to ask a specific question about the project. So tell us about multitasking, all the things that you do as an artist,
mm-hmm.
as a realtor, mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. just being Clodie Day.
I would say get a planner, get a schedule, stick to it. You definitely need a lots of type of like discipline. Like for me, like my disciplines are just going to the gym, me journaling. Like you have to do things to clear your mind and just to set yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say like I do everything all day all the time, but when it needs to get done, like it gets done. And that's just something that like I'm happy with about myself, because I'm yeah. you know, I don't apply myself to anybody else's schedule. Like I create my own, and that's why I'm into the things that I'm into.
Facts.
Yeah,
I'm thinking now, I'm like, you know, it is hard juggling so much and on, you know, a real type of time. We don't sugarcoat anything. We go and keep it real with you.
No, we don't.
You know, what would be some advice that you have if artists are facing a burnout or just, you know, a creative rut? Like, how do you get yourself out of that besides, like, self-care? What would your advice be?
Just literally just try to just, like, delete yourself, like, from the world. Mm-hmm. Just block out everything. Don't get on your phone. Like, not for nothing, like you don't have to answer like every family member call. Like sometimes like you just need your own mind. Like just get into your own space, get into your own bag, start doing things that feel like you again.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nothing else like worse than just roaming through life just on autopilot. For me, I like to be alert, I like to be present, you know yes. what I'm saying? So anything that's just distracting me
mm-hmm.
and I can't be my fullest self, like it just has to go.
Yeah. That's real talk. That's really good advice, because sometimes it's necessary. Like, you have to do that. It's okay to yeah. think we're strong beings and we can handle any and everything, but realistically, you do not want to burn out, because it can hurt you even worse than, you know, just taking that break or being honest or whatever is on your heart releasing.
And I love my loved ones, like, no less,
yeah,
you know? But,
yeah.
you know, I expect for you to do the same thing. I would never just expect for somebody to just always just pick up the phone for me or just always just come near when I say it right then and there. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, you know, not for nothing. Like, you can't be that much more important in somebody else's life. Like, they That's... have to be the main character in their life. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
So, this is very important for me.
Yeah. We could go off on a tangent on that, because now I'm thinking, you know, that's a control issue too, but we ain't even going to get into, you know, we could really talk some time.
Yeah.
We should probably start a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. This feels very comfortable.
It do, right?
It do.
Mm-hmm. I could talk to you forever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's not veer off. But we have good B-roll and content either way, so we're going to use it.
Of course.
So is there anything else you want to share with the audience?
I would just say, I don't know. Everybody take your fucking space.
Take your space.
Don't let nobody play in your face. Take your space.
Yes.
Yes. Because it's here for you. You not a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, you here. Like, you living this life. Just stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up. 10 toes.
Girly girl and a villain.
To the world.
What is it? Come on. Girly girl.
Girly girl. Villain to the world.
Super
coming out
girl,
on
girl.
Friday.
Villain
yes, ma'am.
To the world. Yes, we dissected that earlier as we were talking. But let them know once more where that name came from and what you mean by that.
I just say, like, to honor your femininity, honor, like, who you are, like, how you grew up. You know, if you are, like, more masculine, honor that. And whatever it is, just let it be. Like, for me, I just grew up girly, and I just know from this perspective, like, you're always just made out to be a fucking villain. Right. Like, so just honor who you are. If you're the bad guy, just be. You're not a good guy in everybody's story. It's fine. Life goes on.
Facts. So, y'all, this is Adrienne B., Little Miss Jersey, and the one and only Clodie Day.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you for coming, boo. We appreciate so you and your patience.
Thank you, of course.
I could talk to my friend all day.
I know. This is my boo right here.
Tune in, y'all, to Super Girly Girl.
Villain to the world.
Okay. Coming out in a few days, y'all. Stay tuned for more. We'll see y'all later.
We are Jersey. 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 We are Jersey.